This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're all looking forward to Budget 2020, which is going to be tabled this Friday. And all week, we're going to be hearing from different organizations about their budget wish lists. And today, we hear from the Malaysia Retail Chain Association. For more, we have on the line with us Dato' Gary Chua, President of the MRCA. Thank you for joining us, Dato'. So what is your expectation and wish list for Budget 2020?
We expect the budget to be very stimulating to the economy. Now they are facing a lot of challenges in the marketplace, a lot of rumbling about the economy, loud and soft, and the purchasing power is not there. We expect to have a lot of stimulus. I think the first thing, very important, to have a very immediate multiplier effect is tourism, tourism sector. We want fast results. I think tourism will be the best. The government can focus, put a bit more budget on this and do a lot of promotion to lure the tourists to Malaysia. For example, Thailand itself, they have more than 10 million Chinese tourists and other countries as well, besides other countries. The Chinese tourists are the biggest spenders. And this can bring immediate multiplier effect to the retailers and also the malls and many other multiplier areas like even hotels and so many others, entertainment, food, golf. And very important, also the FDIs. I think we're lacking a lot in the foreign direct investments. And this one, we hope that the states and the ministries do more engagement and go overseas to lure more investments to come here. But although this is a middle and longer term, because Malaysia, you see, we have a lot of goodies. We give a lot of incentives and infrastructure, but probably these are not conveyed to the foreign investors. We also look forward to maybe corporate tax on the gradual reduction, perhaps like 1% each reduction each year from 24, to go in line with even the other ASEAN countries, to be more friendly on tax. And workers is a very great challenge now. The government should ease and see how to assist the SMEs. Many of the factories, the retailers, they are facing shortage of workers. And this is one area it should be resolved as soon as possible. Although everybody wants to go automation, but it's not that fast, is it?
And how has the retail industry fared in the past year?
Retail industry has been quite flattish now. So hovering around 4%, 3-4%. Retailers, we have a very symbiotic relationship with the malls, is it? You see, locally, we only have 32.5 million population. This is rather small. So the disposable income and purchasing power is definitely insufficient to, what you call it, to fill up all the malls. We're going to have about 600-700 malls by 2020 with 170 million lettable space. So definitely we need a lot of outside external factors to help the country, the malls, the retailers, and the economy in general. So tourism is one very fast sector. And this probably can ease a lot. For example, should we bring extra, say, 3 million tourists from overseas? Say they just spend 1 million US. We already captured more than 12, 13 million, ringgit, 20 billion ringgit of revenue to be spent in Malaysia itself. This would also give a very big boost to the economy. I think that is very important.
And what do you think are the pressure points facing the retail industry currently? What more are you asking from the government to address?
Retail industry, basically, the first of all is the workers' problem. We have been short of workers, and not only that, we have short of trained and skilled workers and staff. So that service is declining. Not only among the retail, you can see even in hotels and so many sectors. So we are not going in line with other, even other ASEAN countries, where the service level is quite high compared to what we have. And of course, with the increasing number of malls and soft market now, definitely we need to bring in a lot of the external foreign exchange to come into Malaysia. Even the second homes, we have a lot of positive and good programs, but we need to really go on the ground to make sure it works, and bring in the real effect to benefit Malaysia economy. So I think that's very, very important.
Thank you very much, Dato. And that was Dato Gary Chua, President of the Malaysia Retail Chain Association.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.